All right, so how many games will the Washington Wizards win? And does it even matter? So here's the deal. They won 15 last year. You play 82. That's not good. 15 and 67 was way worse than I was anticipating last year. I thought, honestly, with Poole and Koulibaly, honestly, my fault, I thought they would be in the 25-ish win range.
Mm-hmm.
I was crazy. Way off.
They're crazy.
Okay, of course. Easy to say now. I'm sure last year you were picking 15 wins right on the nose, right? So they were 15 and 67. Wes Unseld Jr. got fired. We all know they were 7-34 at home, 8-33 on the road. They were slightly better, with the current head coach as opposed to the previous head coach record-wise. I think they won 8 games under Brian Keefe. They won 7 games under Wes, right? I think that was how it broke down. However it broke down, clearly they are better. We just talked about DNA being defense. The hallmark of this team has to be defensively. We understand that. If I know you, and I think I do, an 82-game season, your answer to this is going to be that you probably would say 18 wins, maybe 20, and you should do everything you can to get Cooper Flagg, right? To give yourself the best chance at Cooper Flagg.
What do you mean do everything you can? They don't got to try. They're not a good roster. They're going to lose games. They're not properly constructed. Depth-wise, switchability defensively, they'll probably win 22 games.
That's a little higher than I thought. So, of course, when you hit the blow-up button, which so many of you guys wanted for so many years,
because that's what was necessary.
Of course you're not going to be a good enough roster.
Yeah.
So why are we acting like they should be a good roster at this point? Right? It takes time, right? So we're acknowledging that they're a better roster than last year, but they're not a good enough roster to contend with the teams like the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks, the Orlando Magic, the Cleveland Cavaliers, teams like that. I'm not throwing in the 76ers. They're going to be hurt all the time. They're going to be whatever. They'll win 45, 48 games somehow, some way, and they'll be hurt all the time, and they'll be whining and crying all year long. The bottom line, the Pacers, you know, the bottom line is you're saying 20, you're saying what, low of 20, high of 22 in that range? Is that fair?
Low?
Well, you're saying the minimum number that they should win.
A low is a 15.
Okay, so you think it's possible that they could be as bad as they were record-wise last year with this roster?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be to me, and maybe I'm just wrongly judging this,
I think that
would be a terrible disappointment.
You literally just said, why are we expecting this team to compete? Yet, if they win 15 games, it's unacceptable.
I was talking about with the NBA elite. You understand that, right?
Well,
I was talking about the Celtics. No, you're not. I was talking about the Celtics. I was talking about the Magic. I was talking about teams like that. We shouldn't expect them to compete with teams like that. You said they're a poorly constructed roster, and I said, well, yeah, of course.
That's, yes.
Because they hit the blow up button,
yes.
And now they're rebuilding, and they're only in year two of that rebuild.
Fine.
So, of course, they shouldn't be as good and as deep and as talented and as versatile and as switchable and all the key terms that you like to use on your little T-shirts. You know, of course
I'm
they shouldn't be that.
I'm just pointing out the damn facts of the situation.
Okay. But
it is what it is.
But
if they win 15 games this year, it is not a disappointment, Chris.
How could that be? Do you agree that the roster is better this year than it was last year?
Chris, I'm not judging them by win total.
I know you're special.
It is about
you're in your own elite neighborhood.
No, it's not about win total. It's not. This team's not going anywhere.
You understand that.
So looking at the win total,
you understand that 99.5 out of 100 people are going to judge whether the Wizards were better or worse than last year based on their win total, right?
I think if you're polling 100 dumbasses, then sure.
What do you think if you're Will Dawkins? How are you? You're going to be happy.
I told you in the last.
If you win 12 games, but you show hustle and effort,
Chris, it's not. First of all, 12 is less than 15. That's
my point is
the win total number is minute. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. They are trying to establish a culture, find an identity.
Yes.
If that happens and you're only able to muster up 15 wins, and Chris, you know how the NBA works. There are 82 damn games. You can win 15 games and be in a hell of a lot more. You can win 15 games and lose 20 games by two or three possessions.
Okay. That's a really good point.
That's all I do is make good points, Chris.
Ultimately, you know this. Even if you lose 12 games by 2 points or a basket or less, right? 3 points or less. If you lose 12 games and only win, let's just call it 15, yes, some of us are going to point out, hey, man, there were a couple of games right there. And if they just had one more shooter, if they just made one more shot, if they just made two more free throws, they would have won that game or extended into overtime. And maybe they could have won 26 games instead of 15 games, right? But the bottom line is, you won 15 games. And ultimately, it is going to be hard to sell progress. And you keep saying, well, if you get 100 dummies like Linnell is the only smart person in the world, consuming Wizards basketball is a dumb idiot, really hard to sell that product based on, hey, they showed hustle.
Chris, it's going to be hard to sell the product because the owner had his head up his ass and gave Bradley Beal a no-trade clause. Should have never happened. It was one of the most egregious decisions ever made in the history of the NBA. It was a terrible deal.
I would agree.
So they're going to have to...
Not that they gave him the contract extension, that they gave him the no-trade clause.
They're going to have to... No, both. Both the decisions. Asinine.
Okay.
They're going to have to lay in it. They made their bed. They're going to have to lay in it.
They gave him a no-trade clause, and they still traded him.
To where he wanted to go.
But that was going to happen anyway.
No, it was not.
You think he was going to get traded to put the Portland Trailblazers?
Do you not understand what the hell a no-trade clause means, Chris Russell?
Yeah, I do.
You don't get to determine where you get traded.
Do you understand how personal relationships work? See, you don't...
Oh, I don't...
I'll back up. Ted Leonsis was not going to ship Bradley Beal to Russia to play in the Russian Elite League, okay? He was not going to ship him to NBA Siberia. He was going to ship him to a spot that Bradley Beal wanted to go, whether he had a no-trade clause or not, period.
That's the difference between me and you. You can believe that tongue-in-cheek crap.
Okay.
You think John Wall wanted to get traded to Houston? Personal relationships, right? John did more for this city than Brad's ever done.
I mean,
so what are you talking about? Talking about personal relationships,
Houston,
right?
Houston at that time was not as bad. They hadn't bottomed out, had they? They weren't good, but they hadn't bottomed out.
Yeah, look that.
And you got
up,
Russell Westbrook.
The hell you're getting in return. It's about you're making it about where the player goes. If they didn't give Bradley Beal a no trade clause, I guarantee you, they would have shipped him.
If they chose not to, that is
organizational malpractice.
They would have shipped him to Detroit, right?
If that's who was ponying up the best deal, you bet your ass.
Well,
I don't work under that premise. Look, the city drafted Bradley Beal, gave him a massive contract.
Mm-hmm.
What more do they owe him?
Realistically, they don't, but there is called the human relationship, and they were very, 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 very fond of Bradley Beal. Whether you like that or you don't like that, they were not going to just dump him in a horrible pasture field somewhere to die.
It's about getting the best. If Ted is about his dollar the way he seems like he is why he's trying to own the Nets too, he would have sent Bradley Beal to the best location possible
for
the Wizards.
The Wizards and the Celtics meet up tonight in game one for the Wizards, game two for the Celtics. I have the Wizards. I'm going to say they're going to win 24 to 26 games this year. Somewhere in between. I'll go low of 24, high of 26. I think it'll be a marked improvement. I think you will see the improvement. I think you will see the defensive identity. I think you will see the hustle. You won't see it every night and every spot and every game and every little nuance and nook and cranny. You will see it more than you've seen it. More than you've seen it for it, by and large, over the last 4 or 5 years or whatever period you want to look at. I do think they will be much improved. again, much improved is not winning 35 games. That would be much improved, even though that's still not good enough. That would be much improved. I think they will be improved. Let me label it that, and I'll go again between 24 and 26 games.